My name is Johnny Farage, and I'm second child out of seven that were born, three of us, my older brother, myself, and the fourth child, Tina, were born with a disease called spinal muscular atrophy. It's a disease that's related to muscular dystrophy that basically prohibits us from using our muscles, and therefore the body weakens, and usually patients with this disease die of complications with pneumonia or other respiratory related illnesses. My sister died at age four, and by the grace of God, both my brother and I are still living. Bernie just turned 50, and I turned 48 in August. As a young child, I could sit in a wheelchair, I could feed myself, and I could write. As I got into my teen years, those things became more difficult. And by the time I was in my early 20s, I was confined to bed and had no more movement of my hands. I'm really dependent upon my voice for everything now. About 10 years ago, my doctor had told me that I should really prepare to put my personal things in order. He didn't expect me to live. At that time, they performed a tracheostomy, and they gave me a feeding tube in my stomach. Since then, that's been permanent, that I have to eat now through a tube in my stomach, all liquid diet. And when my lungs get congested, I have to have a tube go down my trach to suction the fluids out.
I'm Johnny's younger brother, and growing up, I was given a large part of the responsibility caring for his physical needs when I was in high school, and then after college, Johnny moved in with my wife and I.
So he's been living with us for the past, well, it's been over 16 years, and have four children, and two which have a disability. My third child, a son, who is eight now, was diagnosed with having apraxia when he was about 4.5 years old. And apraxia is something that an elderly person would get when they have a stroke. It affects the part of the brain for expressing speech. My fourth child was born with Down syndrome, and along with that came severe heart problems. She's gone through a couple heart surgeries already, and we'll have more in the coming years.
Well, life is difficult at times, but it is for all of us. The struggles that I have are common to all Christians. I love sports. I'm a big Boston Red Sox fan and New England Patriots fan, but I also am a member of Emmanuel Baptist Church, and I'm very involved with the church. I do a lot of counseling with people who either have disabilities or on the internet. I taught myself HTML, and so using a voice recognition computer system, I'm able to create websites, write letters, and read the scriptures, and do a whole host of things. Go to Farish.com. I have two websites that I maintain. One is Farish.com, and it's a personal website where it gives information about my history and has links to other Christian resources.
Testimonies of individuals who have overcome the difficult trials of life through faith in Jesus Christ.
To generate a little bit of extra income, I do some websites, and I have several accounts in which I have built their website and maintained them. Basically, this box allows me to dial the phone, answer the phone, control the lights, the fans, television, stereo, anything that's electrical.
It's very rewarding to see how God has used Johnny. I feel like Aaron holding up Moses' hand sometimes. Johnny has been used greatly in in literally hundreds of people's lives, to help them, encourage them, to give them hope and inspiration.
Okay, Tom. I've had opportunities through the internet to counsel people regarding suicide, abortion. When counseling somebody who's considering an abortion, I try to use my life as an example and to demonstrate that I live a very content, happy life that's productive. But even if I did not, that's certainly no reason to abort a child. That child is a gift from God, and that child has an eternal soul. And for them to abort that child is not only murder in the eyes of God, but it's really blasphemy, because they're rejecting the good gift that God has given them.
After Kayla was born and we knew that she had Down syndrome, somebody had given me an article, and the statistics were more than 90% of those babies, just with being high risk for Downs, were aborted. And that was amazing. I couldn't even imagine that, because families just don't know what they're missing by aborting a child like that.
Regardless of the value that they bring to the society, the fact that God is the one who creates life, we have no right to play God and to make a decision to terminate that life. Whether we think the life has value or not, that's really not the issue. The issue is what God has said in His Word, that life is sacred, that He's the creator of life, that all of us are made in His image. And for human beings to terminate a life that God has created, I think is the height of arrogance.
If I were able to speak to somebody that was contemplating abortion because they felt or they knew that they were going to have a handicapped child, I would plead with them not to. Only because they can't imagine the rewards of having the child, doing for the child whatever is necessary, but also receiving the love that each individual person, child or baby, you know, has to give.
I feel that my life is very valuable, and that I have a very my life is very rich in quality. Who has the right to determine what quality is? We find peace and joy in the Lord as Christians, and as us as such, that drives us and motivates us to serve the Lord and to live our lives for Him and to minister to the needs of others. And that's very enriching. And I believe that's the highest quality of life that anyone could live. Yet I believe the world views it quite different. They determine the quality of life based on health, wealth, and prosperity. And that, of course, is a deception. It doesn't satisfy.
One of Johnny's favorite Bible verses is, "It is good that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes."
It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn your commandments, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. I reject the phrase, "God allowed me to be born with spinal muscular atrophy." God didn't allow it. God designed it. It was God's eternal purpose for me to have this disease. Certainly, I won't know all the answers to the question why until I get to heaven and have the opportunity to ask the Lord face to face. But I do believe that His ways and purposes are just, they're holy, and they're good. And this I believe with my whole heart. So I live each day of my life trusting and believing in that, and seeing God work. And He has worked, not only in my life, but in the lives of others as a direct result of my affliction. and he gets all the glory. So that's very satisfying.